Snack break. Hey, welcome to Snack Break with Dan and Tate. The show that's recorded in my car. Let me try that. Hey, welcome to Snack Break with Dan and Tate.
Hey, they need to experience the real ambiance right here.
But it is a podcast that's recorded in my car, somewhere in the parking lots of corporate America.
Every time we open the door, all these beer bottles fall out and beer cans and just like...
You're not wrong.
Wait, no, there's not beer. Okay.
I got a sixer in the back if you want to pop it open.
I would have been really concerned.
Do you want to make the snack break legit?
No.
Hold on, let me reach back here.
Drunk break.
Oh, my God. What's up, man? You're going to have to carry the show today.
Dude.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And I went to bed at like 10:30.
Are you still doing the thing?
I missed yesterday and today.
So, no.
I'm going to go on a run at some point.
Right now. Run break.
Hey, guys.
That would be the whole show.
This is the run break. Oh. Yeah, so I'm like exhausted. My whole sleep schedule screwed. And there's just a lot going on at work.
Is this where it turns? Is this where it gently turns from being successful and doing the thing to like...
Tanking
hard and...
Dumpster fire.
That's the cycle.
And rather than like losing, you know, 5% of body fat, I gain 10% of body fat.
And you too can have the machine tell you you're obese. It's a hell of an experience, let me tell you. It's like, now we're weighing you. Okay, put in your height. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stretch a little bit, 6'1".
What?
I'm 6'3.5".
What?
Yeah, 6'3.25".
You're not 6'3".
6 3/4".
Okay.
Like almost 6'1", but I always put 6'1".
Yeah, that's so right. I'll stretch that.
So I'm already lying to the machine. And I'm like 6'1", and it's like, bloop, you are obese. Please see a doctor. I'm like, hey, screw you, machine. You don't know me.
See a doctor?
Yeah, you don't know me. You don't know what I look like. I'm not obese, okay? I don't feel... Am I obese? Shoot me straight.
According to the BMI, I'm overweight.
And you're definitely not overweight, even a little. So, but when you see me, and, like, what's so devastating is, like, I've just got done losing almost 20 pounds. So, like, when you look at me, do you think that guy's obese?
No.
Yeah. You think that guy... Is a little, he's a little plushy.
If you had thing, this is gonna sound mean.
He's a little snuggly.
Never mind.
No, yeah, go for it.
I was gonna say, if you had yourself hanging over your belt and you had to, like, I don't know
what that means,
like pull it up and everything like that, I'd be like, whoa, dang, bro, you should see a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. If, like, getting up and walking to the restroom, like, you know, was a real problem for me and made my joints hurt. Yeah.
As a friend, I would say you should see a doctor.
You would. You'd be like, bro, you're getting, it's getting a little Santa Claus up in here, all right? You need to have that looked at.
Yeah. No chimneys for
but
you.
But I'm good, you know? Anyway.
You're on that keto thing.
Yeah, keto's going good, man. I actually discovered how to make keto mozzarella sticks last night.
What?
Yeah, dude.
How?
Yeah, that's what I said, right? You're like, how? Bread. You need bread for those. But
okay.
You don't. It's a lie. You don't.
What do you do?
Okay. You do half a cup of grated Parmesan.
Okay.
You do...
That's not mozzarella.
Nope. Not
okay.
yet.
Okay.
This is the breading.
Okay.
So you take mozzarella... You take string cheese.
Okay.
Cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
In a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Half a cup of Parmesan cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Parmesan.
Oh. Parmesan cheese. you missed your chance on the bit. You were supposed to be like, yeah.
Oh.
Of course. What else would you call it? Anyway, half a cup of Parmesan. You crinkle up some pork rinds in there. Okay, you with me?
I'm with you.
A little bit of coconut flour.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
Good idea. Eggs?
Italian seasoning.
A little egg or something?
Italian seasoning. Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And garlic powder.
Oh my gosh.
Then you crack 2 eggs in a bowl, whisk it.
That's your breading.
That's your breading. And so you take the mozzarella cheese stick, the string cheese. That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the kids call it these days. You take the string cheese, then you go egg stuff, put it on a tray, cool it in the freezer. This is really actually an important part, because if you don't, it will literally just melt.
Fall apart.
It'll literally fall apart and melt. Put it in the freezer for 25 minutes. get yourself a little pan with some oil in it. Boom. You got yourself some mozz sticks. And I was really skeptical. In fact, I'm just going to be honest. I was in a white, hot, blind rage cursing so many obscenities because I hate cooking and I'm bad at it. And I thought I was doing it wrong because the stuff wasn't adhering. Because I'm used to, you know, like any normal human being, I'm used to breadcrumbs and flour.
Yeah.
And that stuff sticks on the, it's great. You just roll it in the egg, you roll it in the stuff, and you're G2G, baby. But this was like falling apart and it was coming off my hand and like part of the stick wasn't covered. I don't know what happened because they were a garbo. I don't know what happened, but like the second that it hit the oil, it's like the breading, you know, quote unquote, it like expanded and like, whoosh, like inflated around the, it was weird. And like they came out perfect. In fact, the one that I was like super careful to make sure was fully covered, like painstakingly, like I literally covered every part of the mozzarella cheese stick. I was like, I'm going to have one of these bitches, it's going to be good. Like, I was thinking you should ask Mariah, though.
Like, a monocle and tweezers.
Yes, and you're like, that was me. Except,
coconut flakes.
Except
coconut
shouting flakes. Obscenities while, this bleeping, I hate, whoever came up with this recipe should die in a fire.
And then, like, it gets real quiet as you put one more on.
Yeah. It was actually kind of bad. It was embarrassing. You can ask my wife. Anyway. But then when it hit the oil, it was like, whoop. And then the one that I had covered was like way too, it was out of control. It was like all big and fat and weird looking. So don't overthink it if you do it. Don't overthink it. Tasted amazing. So tasted just like a freaking mozz stick.
How high was your pan oil?
About a half inch.
I mean, no, well, I'm saying like, did you like crank it up the heat?
No, I did five.
How long does it take per stick?
60 seconds.
Whoa.
You put them all in there at once.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tongs?
I used a salted spoon.
Interesting. I will try this.
The frying part was good. The frying part went great. But the breading part was really
you
frustrating.
You should totally do that next week. Since all the dudes bailed last night.
They did bail. All the dudes bailed. And then our wives are doing a slumber party tonight, right?
That's true.
That's weird.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Does she listen?
What?
Does your wife listen to the show?
I've sent her the link. I keep spamming her the link, and I'm like, I spammed it to her like three times the other day, and I didn't get any response. So then I did it again today.
I think they all think it's weird, but they're like, because like I asked Mariah, and I was like, a slumber party, and she's like, yeah, that's what Molly wants to do.
Wait, everybody thinks it's weird, and Molly's.
I don't know if everybody thinks it's weird.
Molly's the only one that's like.
I don't know. I think maybe everybody's just overthinking it. Like, you know, I mean,
here's my understanding of what's going to happen.
Would it be cool if the guys did that?
Here's my understanding of what's going to happen. They're going to like have a bunch of junk food, watch a bunch of movies or TV or whatever, and play a bunch of games like the Xbox game.
And then they're going to sleep on air mattresses
and blankets and couches and pallets.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to Blake's.
You're going to Blake's?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Blake's, too.
Please.
I might.
Be amazing.
I'm actually streaming tonight, but...
What about your chicks?
I might come to Blake after. Oh, they're going to the mom to my
grandma. Oh, there you go.
Summer party at Blake's!
Blake, if you're listening to the show...
Get the bourbon ready, my man. Zero carbs.
Well, I'm gonna bring my computer over there. I'm bringing my Xbox. And I think he's got a Switch, so we're going to play.
Does he have good internets?
Yeah.
And does he have LAN ports available?
Yeah.
He does hardwire?
Yeah.
I might set up over there and stream from there.
Sure. Let's do it.
Are the kids and stuff going to be there?
Yeah, but they'll be.
Because I'm obnoxiously loud when I stream.
They can be out of the way.
No, I don't care if they're there. I mean, I just don't want to wake them up and stuff.
Oh, no. Well.
I'll talk to Blake. I like shout and be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure he would like that. Anyway, so I'm going to go over there and play a bunch of games. And it's going to be weird. So there's my weekend. And welcome back to the show of cooking and... slumber party planning.
We do whatever, man. Don't overthink it. It's snack break.
I think whatever slumber party happens because of the girls' slumber party, the dudes will be way cooler. It's going to be chill. There's going to be Rocket League. There's going to be Overwatch.
You going to league it up?
Huh?
You going to league it up?
I'm not a fan of League.
Have you played it on PC yet?
Yes, League?
Rocket League.
Oh.
Silly boy.
Yeah.
Not League of Legends. Gee, gross. Rocket League.
Yes, I've played it on Xbox and PC, and I can confidently say to me...
No, don't even say it.
Hold on.
We're done.
The FPS... frames per second. Frames per second.
Says the man with a 75 hertz monitor.
On the Xbox is different.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's 30. If.
It's 40, I think.
It's no, it's something. Like maximum. Yeah, well, maybe. Average of 30. And then so, the input lag's ridiculous.
So, does that mean that I care?
You should care.
Here's the thing.
You should play.
I'm going.
You should get on the PC and immediately be like, holy crap.
I did.
This is amazing.
I did. And I was like, yes, this is different. However, I was just as bad.
Oh, yeah, you're still bad. I mean, I'm bad. I'm still real bad, and I've played 200 hours, and I'm, like, just cracking mid-gold.
Can you do...
It takes, like, minimum.
Can you do an aerial...
The fastest I've ever... Yes.
Confidently?
Yes.
Most of the time?
Most of the time.
I cannot.
Yeah, but you... How many hours have you trained?
I've done the training. The actual
have you actually in-game training. But I'm saying you go in every day like no. as if you care no. and you do drills and
no.
stuff.
No.
Okay, well
no.
I do.
Okay. That is
because I'm trying to actually get good. Now
get
like
good!
Get good. You're trash, kid. See me at LAN.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
One time I was playing Heroes of New Earth. This is back in my Han days or whatever. And I was playing with my brother, his name is Jake, and he was like there's voice chat built in. And he did something good and all of the bros who were playing were like, oh, good job, Jake. Good job, Jake. Yeah, get him, Jake. Get him, Jake. And there was this, like, random guy that we were playing with, and he goes, good job, Jake.
That's the best. What so, could be better than that? Nothing.
But for the rest of the game, he was like, okay, Jake. Good job, Jake. Good job, Jake. Good job, Jake.
That's so cute.
Come on, Jake. Come on, Jake.
But you...
And then he goes, all right, Jake. Let's go F this guy up, Jake.
That was a miracle, though, because that guy was probably never used his voice chat because he's too, you know what I mean? Like, you took a dude who was so timid because he's, like, subconscious about his voice because he's, you know, he's foreign and he doesn't want people to make fun of him or whatever. And, like, and you made him feel comfortable to get on and be like, good job. Very, like, very good,
like,
Jake.
It was like,
that's amazing.
And then he led the team and it was, like, really funny because
oh
he was
my
like,
God.
Oh, come on, Jake, let's go, let's go.
Was
let's
he
go
like, jungle, Jake. Did he say, look at me?
It was like a meme. He knew it was a meme.
I'm the captain now.
Guy was quick on his meme feet, let's say that.
Good.
It was fun.
That game, however.
Han?
I can't believe you ever played that.
It was good.
Oh, no, it was not.
Here's my experience.
I don't know. I'm not a MOBA guy anyway.
Here's my experience with video games. They're not fun by myself. That I can safely determine that. I cannot play games by myself. I'm trying to play Overwatch by myself, and I'm bored to tears.
Any game?
Any game. Well, okay, story games, not so much. But, like, any kind of online game where you're interacting with other people. Well, it's because there's no interaction.
Right. Interesting. So you're saying team-based games aren't as good by yourself.
when you're solo queuing, I hate solo queuing.
Somebody get CNN in here.
What?
No, I know it's solo, you know, people solo queuing and stuff.
Even,
I think
like,
that's always
Minecraft
true.
By myself. I can't do that.
I don't know. I'm backwards. Like, I'm not back. I mean, I'm either or. Like, it
but
just depends on what I'm feeling.
Community
like sometimes
that
I
embrace.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I'm never alone.
And like
that makes sense.
Worship.
That actually. No. I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
I've seen sculptures.
Ooh. Can I see?
No.
Oh, hey. Did you ever get Niall's email full of memes?
Uh-uh.
Really? Niall?
Like what we used to do?
They didn't get there.
Like our... Well, I don't... Okay, hold on. Was it...
Deploy!
Was it tomytapebarbara@gmail.com?
I don't know. Probably, if that's emailing.
There's my email address, folks.
Email me. I can't edit it. Probably not your email by the time they hear this.
Alrighty. Anyway,
I know what you're doing when you get back to your desk.
I haven't checked that email in a long time.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter that you just gave it to everybody then.
Yeah.
Well, he sent you a packet.
There's thousands. Well, shall we?
Are you going to break it out right now?
I don't know. If it's any Niall memes, then
yeah, you probably shouldn't.
There were some risque ones, if I remember correctly.
Oh, man. Well, do we have any, like, substantive social commentary or business advice today before
Daniel
we...
Daniel told me to.
End the show? Or is this just one of those episodes where we're both wrecked with tiredness and that's what you get?
Oh, my gosh.
Kate's not paying attention.
I'm memeing. I'm looking at memes. That's a good one.
I actually don't get that one. Is it because the voice of...
Have you seen Star Wars, like, memes at all?
Not really.
So this is a common one, but then they just replaced it with... It looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but why?
It's
because I'm guessing in the preview of the Winnie the Pooh, he goes, "Hello there," which is the exact same line that Obi-Wan makes, and so then they
explain that
it.
Meme.
No. Is that it? Is that it? Is all you get today? No valuable social commentary, no business
advice.
I honestly
have nothing. Like, no, I don't even. I'm shot.
I was at Silver Dollar City yesterday all day with the kids.
Oh.
It was the best time. I'm pretty sure it was the best day I've ever had in my life. I'm gonna go ahead and say
really?
It. I had so much fun riding those little kiddie rides and stuff with Clara. Ooh. And running around the park. Oh my god.
I was talking about
it was
this
the best.
With Molly. Like,
I was so tired.
We
though.
Can't ride a legit roller coaster with Dean until for like another 8 years or more.
Yeah, but you can. Well, so we went. So we went once with Cub and Sid by ourselves. We left the kids with the grandparents, uh-huh. and we rode rides and stuff. But then this time we took the kids and we just did whatever they wanted mm-hmm. to do.
Well, we were talking about that, and I said to Molly, like, yeah, that'd be cool to like see Dean ride it once, and like it'd be kind of fun, but it'd be super boring for me. You're saying it was not that.
No, it was so fun. Like, I rode the teacups with Clara, and we wanted to do it 100 times. It was so fun.
I'll throw up.
She just laughed hysterically the whole time. It was the best thing I ever saw. And she rode her first ride by herself. It was like the baby version of the thing that shoots you straight up into the air and drops you. It was hilariously baby. It was like it went up like maybe 6 feet, and it just like slowly like actuated like down like. Yeah, and it didn't make any noise or anything. It literally just like was like an elevator that couldn't decide on which floor, but was like slowly oscillating between floors.
She loved it.
She was horrified, but also it was so funny because it was like she was going back and forth between like hysterical laughter and then like terrible, like horrific fear.
Wow.
Just back and forth. I didn't know what to do. I was just like, "You're doing fine," because I didn't want her to freak out. But she looked like she was gonna freak out, but then she'd like ha ha start laughing and then she'd start freaking out again. That was fun because she said she was like, I want to ride this one by myself, Dad. And I was like, okay. So we watched and it was great. But the whole day was great. But I was definitely tired when I got home. And then I ended up staying up too late because my sleep schedule, I've never even had one of those. I don't even know what it is. Anyway.
Oh,
I think that's
action. It's Jasmine.
It's Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
We don't want her to see. That gets extra awkward.
She'll
definitely come over.
She'll be like, hey guys. We're like, welcome to the show.
What are you doing? Hey Jasmine, you're on snack break with Dan and Tate.
And she's like, what the hell?
Well,
what is that?
Thank you guys for listening as always. If you want to download the Anchor app, you can send us voice messages from our landing page. Otherwise, you can find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts.
And apparently
Gmail. And apparently you can find Tate on Gmail. That's all we got today, guys. We'll probably see you Tuesday. I don't think we're going to rock one of these tomorrow. We might do like a evening edition of Snack Break with Dan and Tate.
Oh, we should.
We might. We never know. That.
Every time I go to Blake's
I've got my
house,
studio
get,
with me.
I get his string
you get,
cheese.
You get super inspired.
No, I'm saying
Snack Break with Dan, Tate, and Blake.
Ooh. We can do that. There Will Be Bourbon, if that's the case.
Yeah, there will.
That sounds like a good movie, a sequel to There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Bourbon.
I think at the end of There Will Be Blood, there was definitely a lot of bourbon. Because when he goes crazy and he's drinking all the time, he's just like an alcoholic.
Yeah. Okay.
Snake break!
Thanks for listening. See you guys next time.